This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a stop on the goal line again. It is right, and it is a stop, and it is Sewell, and the Bears hold on.
Speaking of the Take the North guys, did you see the news today?
I didn't see the other half of the news. I saw the first bit of the news that Dan Weider is no longer with the Tribune.
Well, he won't be after this week. He's going to do one more week of coverage of the Bears for the Tribune, and then we don't know. He was very mysterious today on Take the North. We've got to find out where he's going to go.
I chose not to reach out and hound the man. I chose to let him go through whatever he's going through and figuring out. He did say that the coverage will not change on Take the North. So he will be around.
That's good.
And part of that podcast.
I mean, I've got some ideas because, you know.
How to change their coverage?
No, there have been some changes around Chicago media.
Oh, I see.
And I'm like, I could figure out, like, if we were doing Tetris, I'd be like, oh, I know a place where he might fit. But I'm really happy for Sean Hammond.
Oh, Sean Hammond, your guy Sean Hammond.
Yeah, man.
He was launched and now he's back.
Yeah, because he was laid off, and now with Dan going, they need someone to cover the Bears. And
yeah.
And I'm glad that Sean gets to kind of redo his dream job of covering the Bears every day for the Tribune.
That's really cool. Yeah, and we'll see what happens to Weedsy, where Weedsy ends up. Hopefully it's a very good thing.
Weedsy.
So the Bears have this GSH patch on the sleeve of their jerseys, George Halas, right?
Stanley.
George Stanley Halas. So they have those initials. Yesterday.
Stanley.
Yesterday, they. Stanley. Now you're right. It's George Stanley Halas Sr. Yesterday, they debuted a new patch for the late matriarch, Virginia McCaskey Halas. And let me say, maybe I'm the only one who had this thought. I thought it was awkward. Thought it's kind of large, and it's
and in charge.
The M is really, really big as compared to the V and the H, and you kind of have to remind yourself, oh yeah, the M is for McCaskey. That's her name. But it felt like, boy, they're really trying to make sure that the McCaskey name gets out there front and center. Am I being disrespectful? Am I being an a-hole? I found it a little jarring, and I didn't think it looked great necessarily.
I'm going to say no. And the reason that I think that you've got some cover on this, Speaks,
yeah,
is because George himself,
when he was with the broadcast?
Yeah, when he was on the broadcast, was like, yeah, I don't think she'd like it.
Which team?
Yeah, we wanted to do something understated. You know, if she were to see this patch that the players are wearing on their jerseys, she'd be calling me up and giving me what for, what are you doing? But we thought it was a proper and appropriate and respectful way to honor all that she has meant to our family and to the Bears and to the greatest city in the world.
See, George knows it's too big.
It brings about a really interesting, like, existential question of when someone passes, is the proper way to honor them the way that they would like to be honored versus the way that you would like to show your appreciation?
Yeah,
for them?
That's a good question. That is a good question.
Because if you know, like, you know, because it's your mom, that she wouldn't like that, then,
then why are you doing it? Because the whole thing is to honor her, so you want to do it in a respectful way. Well, I will say the fact that they're not going to wear throwbacks at all this year,
I think that's dope. I love it.
They're just going to go with her favorite jerseys and just wear those, and that's what they want. Do you think it's just... do you think it just looks awkward because the GSH is so small, or is that the M for Chicago and Bears and Hallis? I'm not used to having an M-centric thing anywhere in like the art and the aesthetics of the entire Bears organization.
It's weird because even though we know that the Bears have been run by the McCaskey family, we associate everything still with Hallis.
Yeah. Hallis so, Hall.
Like all of it.
All
like,
of it, everything.
So it's dramatic of a change for everyone to be like, oh yeah, what's that M for?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's for McCaskey?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel as authentically 1920 football drive.
Correct.
As Hallis does. So
very McCaskey centric. Of course, it was made by a big pile of McCaskeys. There's an enormous pile of them. And I get it.
The family runs it. It just, as far as you, let's put it this way.
Yeah.
It's not your brand. McCaskey is not the brand. Hallis
is your brand.
Is the brand.
And you've chosen that and run with that. So yeah, it felt a little. A little awkward to me. Here's George also talking about the stadium. He kind of doubled down on some messaging that struck both you and me on Friday.
Yeah, but we've got to convince them that this is going to be great for the state. And that's on us. We need to do more work in that area. We need to do more convincing. Kevin Warren is leading that effort. He's doing a great job. He did it in Minneapolis. And we're confident that he can do it here in Chicagoland.
So on Friday when they came out and they talked about the jobs bill, and how they wanted to be a jobs bill, and George said, we've got to do a better job downstate. He's staying on that message. That's clearly what it's about. They're pointing a thumb while also trying to lean on the state legislature to get this done in the veto session.
They're going to have to do some work, and we know that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm convinced that split focusing had been going on with the Bears for a while, for whatever reason, whether it was leverage or because Kevin Warren really wanted to see if they could get the thing done in the city, because they were able to do that in Minneapolis. I think now that there's no more split focus, there are no more pep rallies, there's none of that nonsense going on, they can focus on what they should have been focusing on from the get-go, which is getting other people in other constituencies that aren't necessarily Bears fans. Like, we tend to think of this place as Chicagoland. Yes, that's the case. But you go further south in this state, there are a lot of people who are Colts fans down there. There are some people that are Rams fans because of the proximity to St. Louis before the team moved. So they need to go and say, hey, we're doing this. We want state money. This is why we need it.
Yeah.
We're going to make this a place that's not just for the Bears, though we're going to be in charge of the money.
And it's not just for Chicagoans. I mean, that part, I don't know how much they're selling that, but if they're really interested in this, go downstate and tell them, hey, guess what? It's going to be a lot easier for you to get to a Bears game now. You don't have to go to the city to go to a Bears game. You'll be able to road trip right to Arlington Heights. You could even take a train. We're going to make sure the train stop is there. That's what this bill is about. Shouldn't they should be selling the Bears to suburbanites as being more accessible with this.
Suburbanites, I don't think you have to worry about that. I'm not talking about the collar counties. I'm talking, you're going to have to convince people in Decatur. Well, maybe Decatur would be easy because it's Staley's.
Right.
But you're going to have to convince people in Champaign, you know, like, hey, We want this money, and we know that it's state money.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not convinced, by the way,
yes,
that it is going to be easier to get to games. There's still a lot of work that needs to be done.
Oh, for sure. For sure. But once you get to the stadium, it won't then take you an hour to still get to the stadium. Because that's the thing with Soldier Field. It takes you a good 45 minutes. Like, oh, I'm here. I can see it. And 45 minutes later, then I'm there. That's the thing, man. You could be standing at Roosevelt. You could be standing here, like, on 11th Street near, like, the skate park over there. And you're like, there it is. I can see it. Now all I got to do is go under here and then under that and then over there.
And I'm over there.
And before you know it, that's the problem.
I was talking to to a friend of mine that went to the Beyonce concert, and they were telling me about, oh, yeah, you know, I walked back across and I ended up on like Balbo and Wabash to get picked up.
Sure.
And I go, hey, why didn't you just take the 18th Street Bridge over to, because you could have easily then found a nice Uber. And they were like, well, where's that? I'm like, oh, it's right there.
I know. Yeah. People will figure it out someday.
I really wish they would, Speaks. I really wish they would, because it's like, it's so convenient. Just
all right,
walk on over there. Now you're in the Prairie neighborhood, and it's awesome over there.
A couple other things from the broadcast. I had never heard this particular description of Luther Burden before. I had never heard this.
Luther Burden is just so technical in his routes, and he missed some time with a soft tissue injury, but he has started, as Jim alluded to earlier, come on of late and start to figure this thing out mentally, which is a really good sign, because, you know, I had a good conversation with one Bears exec. They kind of see him as, if Rome and DJ had a baby, it's Luther Burden.
A really nice combination of skill set.
He's the love child of Rome Odunze and DJ Moore. You see that?
Yeah.
Is that possible? Luther Burden is bigger on a football field than I had, like, kind of remembered and sort of processed since the draft, you know? Because, like, you think about the speed and the explosiveness after the catch and stuff, but that's a large man. That's a good wide receiver body out there.
He's been really fun to watch. Now that he's healthy and he's out there, you can see how he can make a difference. And if you send a receiving core out there that's got an ex like Rome Odunze,
mm-hmm,
and then a player like DJ, and then ideally whether you want to use DJ in the slot or not, and then Luther Burden, that could be a lot of fun.
And then this description of a guy who we have not mentioned, and it came early in the game, so it really rang very hollow when it came, and then he went out and had the game of his life in the preseason. This is Austin Booker described.
So Zach Wilson's second drive. Under pressure. Could not stay on his feet long enough. And this is a rusher that's going to have to make an impact behind Sweat and Odengbo. This is Austin Booker, who had his rookie year last year.
Yeah, it's really up for grabs, whether it's him, whether it's Robinson. Hey, it's up for grabs. Who's going to be the next guy? Booker, we've described. I mean, this guy is a poor man's Mad Max Crosby. Probably came out too early, has gotten bigger, has gotten stronger. The Bears like his juice, and you saw it right there on that play. Wins the one-on-one, and that's a nice sack for a loss.
A poor man's Mad Max Crosby. Your thoughts?
Be careful.
That's what I thought.
Now
That's
look.
And then he has the game of his life.
And a lot of people have said that this was a futures pick by the Bears. That because he came out a year earlier than his development probably should have had him come out, that the Bears will have something with a year of NFL training and stuff. But things were really bad with the Bears last year. So you don't know what to value as far as what he learned last season. There are a lot of people I know that have been very high on him. And I hope that he can be a factor. I'm not going to go crazy, even though he had a spectacular game yesterday.
He had three sacks on three different kinds of moves. One was he was playing the run fake and then overpowered the tight end. One, he did a spin move on Jermaine Ifedi, our old friend. And then he had the power where he had like a hand punch and then got the clear path for that last one. And that like big butterfly swim stroke to envelop Zach Wilson from behind, that had to be so satisfying, man. Isn't that something like you dream of? Like if you were going to be a defensive end, you'd want to be chasing a quarterback from behind and both arms go there and you just like, you rip the ball away with one arm while you drag him down with the other. Then you just get to stand there and watch somebody else pick up the fumble. It's awesome.
I want to get the fumble too.
Yeah, he didn't do that.
It's all right. But he had a great game yesterday.
A great game.
They need another impact pass rusher. They desperately need one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.